Tana Tuiono is with us for a kōrero. Hey, Tana, tēnā koe. It's good to catch up with you again, e hoa.
Tēnā koe. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Let's start with Gaza. I mean, it's on our mind because you can't avoid the reality of the carnage and the indiscriminate killing of women and children in this enclave, described by many as the world's largest open-air prison. I know there's a lot of geopolitical influences there, Tano, but even so, the humanitarian crisis should never be understated. What are some of your thoughts about what's happening there, please?
Sadness and outrage with what's happening over in Gaza. And you know, we've got to remember, there's about a million children in Gaza there as well. And we've also got to see this one in the context over the generations, right? I mean, since the establishment of the Israeli state in 1948, they've been systematically trying to push people off their land and take their fenwa. Palestinian territories have shrunken so much that you've pretty much only got the West Bank and the Gaza Strip now. Now they're trying to bulldoze and destroy and kill people just to take their fenwa. It's settler colonization is what it is.
Okay, it's easy to fall out with people, eh? There's a lot of people who arc up in support of Israel, so it's an area we're going to be slightly cautious of. Do you feel that heat as well when you make commentary?
The way I see it, it's simple, right? Settler colonization. You had people that were there for generations. You had the establishment of a state, and then they systematically tried to move and push people off. And so much so, they've got these really tiny pieces of land left. And remember, with Gaza in particular, they've been cut off on all sides. They can't come in and out of that country without the state of Israel's say-so. So they've really kept those people in there. And you've also got to look at all the context of everything else that has happened there as well. I remember not too long ago when they killed all those kids on the beach. And so that's the context that we're talking about. Is it complicated? Well, you can make it as complicated as you like. But actually, it's very simple as well. We've got to be focusing on what's best, in particular for the children that are in Gaza as well, and also remembering that Israel actually has a whole lot of Palestinian children incarcerated as well. So we should free all the hostages, but Palestinian people that are incarcerated should be free as well.
Tēnā koe, you can come across as anti-Semitic.
I don't think so. I'm anti-oppression and anti-state violence against everyone. It could be, and we should be like that in terms of every single government state that actually takes that kind of punitive action towards anybody, regardless of where they are. I'd be calling out New Zealand if it was doing the same thing.
Tēnā koe, Tēnā. Well, one thing that you're not grappling with is the makeup of the government, although maybe I'm jumping the gun. I mean, I don't know if Luxon's and I caught it all with you guys. But any idea what role you will fill on behalf of the Greens? Has there been an indication that the portfolios that you spoke of, that there'll be any change for you personally, Tana?
Well, we've got an increase of MPs, so that's awesome. I'm looking around about 14. Maybe we will have more once the special votes are counted. So that means we'll get to share around more of the portfolios. I had like over 14 in the last one. Too many, you know, so I'm looking forward to like passing some out to the wing.
Are you able to have a say in which ones you want to maintain?
We're going to have once we know where all the votes land, we're going to have a big hooey and figure out who's going to hold on to what, sort of acknowledging all the new expertise that is coming into the caucus as well, and they'll all have their different aspirations. I don't know what they are actually, because there's so many of us. So sort of making sure that we get that balance right. But what it does mean is that we'll be able to go deeper into our portfolios, which I'm really looking forward to.
Tēnā koe. I've got a few minutes. Tell us what you're doing, literally, at this sort of stage where we're in some sort of governmental limbo.
government, we're all doing the limbo, mate. Just probably waiting to see where the card's going to lie, actually. Just trying to think about the configuration of the next government, you know, possibly a silver lining around it is that perhaps the chaos of New Zealand First will somehow temper the extremism of the ACT Party. That's something possibly to look forward to. But what you will have is actually a really strong opposition from us, from the Greens, working across those that have similar interest policy kind of directions as well, with our whānau over in the Māori Party. Once Labour sorts themselves out, maybe them as well, just sort of standing up for those things that are really important, you know, climate, community, people and planet. And, you know, there's some storms happening out there in the Pacific as well. So climate change still here, still very much here with us. So make sure that we can organise and plan to organise over the next couple of weeks and see how that shapes up. Is the mahi for now.
Good talking with you again. Thanks, Tano. Looking forward to our conversations right through 2023 and beyond. Mauri ora ki a koe, te rangatira.
Nga mahi.
Tēnā koe. Tano, tui on.